Hello and welcome to Tantra My Report on CHMA 106.9 FM and CHMAFM.com. We're broadcasting from Sackville, New Brunswick, the heart of the Maritimes, on the traditional and unceded lands of the Mi'kmaq people. I'm Erica Butler. It's Wednesday, March 22nd. Coming up on today's Tantra My Report, we've got a special report on taxation in Tantra My. When Terry Green opened his tax bill this year, he was disappointed but not surprised. Green knew his assessment was hiked again for the third year in a row, but he had expected something else to change, his tax rate. Green lives on Queens Road in Frosty Hollow, on the outskirts of the former town of Sackville, and now a part of Ward 2 in the town of Tantra My.
Not really a shock. We knew what our assessment was going to be in that, but we were under the assumption that because we voted in Ward 2 and we were divided off into Ward 2 of the Tantra My region, and we expected our tax bill to be as an LSD of Ward 2. We got our tax bill, and our tax bill still has us as part of Ward 3, which is not an LSD. It's a fully serviced district. And the tax rate difference is 40-some percent difference in tax, in payable tax. And I don't feel that's right.
Green says his property became part of the town of Sackville in the mid-70s during an expansion of the town boundaries. Since he can remember, he's been paying town of Sackville tax rates. But Green feels the level of service he receives in Frosty Hollow is closer to what is available in the former local service districts beside him, where property owners pay much less property tax.
Exactly when this house was built, a home was built across the tracks, maybe 1 kilometer from here, maybe not quite. And it's assessed at the same dollar value. His tax bill's $4,000, excuse me. I'll trade him houses. You know, he's got equal houses.
The Greens saw a massive spike in their assessment in 2021 after they rebuilt their house due to a fire. But since that initial rebuild assessment, Service New Brunswick has increased their assessment another nearly 20% to almost $500,000. The one time Green called Service New Brunswick to inquire about an appeal, he was told he had better not because his assessment could actually go even higher. But it's actually Green's tax rate that bothers him the most these days because of how it seems disassociated from the services he receives, and also because of a new electoral ward map issued by the Department of Local Government. The ward map appears to follow the line between areas that have water and sewer service and those that don't, and places Green's property in the latter, inside Ward 2, with the rest of the Sackville of the former Sackville Local Service District. That's why Green expected to see a different tax rate on his bill this year. But the map of Ward 2 and all the other wards used to elect 8 Tantra My councillors last November have nothing to do with taxes, say Tantra My CAO Jennifer Bourne and Acting Treasurer Michael Beale.
Taxing authorities and ward boundaries are two separate things. Ward boundaries are, of course, for electoral purposes only. And again, the main message is taxing authority remains the same as what you were pre-amalgamation.
The ward boundaries were created in order to try to get as close a population base per ward as possible. So you have the 4 wards that each have 1 representative in them, and they tried to maintain as close a population base as possible for each of those wards, whereby the downtown Sackville ward, as you could call it, would have roughly 4 times the population of any one of those individual wards. It's not perfect because of the layout of the land, but they tried to get the ward voting populations as close as possible.
The separation between electoral ward boundaries and tax authority boundaries was also confirmed by the Department of Local Government spokesperson Vicky Lutz, who wrote in an email to CHMA that tax rates are not created based on wards, but on taxing authorities.
That's where the confusion, I think, may have came into play is, well, my voting situation changed, so automatically my taxing authority changed. No, your voting situation changed, but your taxing authority remained the same as it was.
Beale points out that the same discrepancies in tax rates occur elsewhere in Tantra My. Ward 1 actually includes 3 different taxing authorities, the former village of Dorchester, the former Dorchester LSD, and the former Sackville LSD, each with their own different tax rate this year set by the province. And while the boundary for Ward 3, Central Sackville, appears to follow the water service boundary in places, Beale points out that there are still parts of Ward 3 without water service, such as parts of Walker Road. The division between areas with water and sewer services and those managing their own wells and septic systems has long been contentious around tax time. But according to Beal and Bourne, there is actually no relation between the tax rate charged on a property and the water or sewer services it receives.
You know, they're two separate budgets. So again, the message is you're paying for the services that you use. So anyone that would be unserviced is not paying for the utility service.
Beal says that aside from an amount the town budget pays to the water utility to cover hydrant costs, water and service sewer utilities are fully funded by ratepayers, who in Sackville get four bills per year totaling a minimum of $540. And that amount doesn't quite raise enough revenue to properly take care of the sewer and water infrastructure.
We're only currently funding about 20 to 30% of our utility infrastructure needs on an annual basis. Nobody wants to pay more in water and sewer fees. Nobody wants to pay more in any charges. But we're trying to get to the point where we can fund more utility upgrades but minimize the additional cost to the ratepayers.
For a few years now, the town of Sackville has been slowly ramping up bills by increments of $20 in order to sock away money to eventually upgrade the utility's sewage lagoons and maintain water and sewer mains. But the current separation of water and sewer utility budgets from the town's main operating budget doesn't jive with what was promised in 1974, when Sackville grew to encompass Frosty Hollow and other rural areas. Back then, recall the Greens, the plan was to extend water services to the entire new town. Beal recalls hearing the same thing, though it was before his time with the town.
I heard that from former councillors, I heard that from former administrators, I heard that from former staff. But every discussion that was had around a table is that we don't have enough money to fund our current infrastructure deficit. How can we expand the boundaries unless the provincial or federal government are going to come on board with additional funds to help us expand those boundaries, expand those service areas?
Green himself has long since given up the idea that water services will come out to his property in Frosty Hollow. But beyond water and sewer, he also finds other services lacking. He contributes to fire protection as part of his town taxes, but only has a dry hydrant near his house, which wasn't working during the fire that destroyed his previous house in 2020. The fire department had to come in with water tanker trucks instead. There's also no sidewalks or safe place to walk along his road, and no streetlights.
Put a fire hydrant in front of her house with water to it, and sewer, and a sidewalk. Mm-hmm. And then you're fulfilling your duties to me for what we've paid for. We've been buying VIP tickets for 46 years, and the beer cart doesn't go by here, and there's no porta potties, and it's as simple as that.
Green's issue with his tax rate really comes down to a question of fairness. Green feels he should have the same tax rate as his neighboring local service district, which this year is about 40% lower than the former town of Sackville rate. At the same time, the former LSDs are on track to see their tax rates go up significantly over the next 5 years, bringing them more closely in line with what the town and village have been paying. Jeff Martin is a politics professor at Mount Allison and a former Town of Sackville councillor.
You know, I think there are some people living in local service districts who follow the municipal reform project and said, gee, I thought Minister Daniel Lalin said that we shouldn't really expect our taxes to go up unless our services improved. I think he said that knowing that that wasn't really the case. This is where I think you get into politics and questions of honesty and openness and so on. The rates are going up in rural New Brunswick not because they're getting more services, but they're going up because the municipalities have believed for a long time, 20, 25, and 30 years, that, you know, other things being equal, those rates should go up because people who live in the local service district are benefiting from services provided for by the former towns or the villages in the case of Dorchester. In other words, access to Lila's Fawcett Park and to the parks and playgrounds and sidewalks and retail and subsidized events like Sackville carnivals and parades and things like this, all those fireworks, all those things that the municipality does that never really happen in local service districts.
The Tanchamar budget presented by the province includes a five-year plan to move all tax rates closer together. The goal is to take the cost of shared services, such as finance and administration, fire services, parks and rec facilities, and tourism and recreation program, and share them equally eventually. But costs for transportation and policing services, two big-ticket items, will remain separate and unshared.
And they're indicating that there will be a correction over the next 5 years. It's fine, but it's not correcting me. It's correcting people across the tracks. Those people down there, the resident people, their rate is going to go up catastrophically. Like and they actually want, they're discussing wanting to do it in 3 years. I'm angry. I guarantee you, they're going to be a lot angrier if they do to them what they're indicating they're going to do to them. People down there, they won't be able to afford to keep their homes.
The question of fairness: are property owners in rural and town areas sharing the right costs? Are the tax maps drawn to accurately reflect rural and town areas? And are the tax rates justifiable in general? Those are questions that Beal and Bourne say belong with elected officials. CHMA reached out to councillors from all the wards with former local service districts to ask what they had been hearing from constituents. We did not hear back from Debbie Wiggins-Caldwell in Ward 1, Barry Hicks in Ward 2, or Matt Esterbrooks in Ward 4. Greg Martin in Ward 5 was the only one to respond to CHMA's email, but declined an interview on the topic. Martin said he had heard very little from constituents on tax bills and also felt he needed to learn more about how the system works before weighing in. While the setting of tax rates is officially part of Council's purview starting in 2024, the setting of tax authority boundaries is not so clear. The Department of Local Government did not answer questions about whether or not Tanchamar Council would be able to redraw tax authority boundaries. But Jennifer Bourne thinks it will involve the cooperation of the province.
Certainly something that they could take to the province and say, hey, we would prefer if you look at this model based on what our residents are telling us.
Beal agrees that the final say on taxing authority maps lie with the province, as there are no municipal bylaws outlining the taxing authorities. But he says Tanchamar Council could certainly recommend making changes and will have to eventually as the five-year plan to converge tax rates progresses.
The idea with the province, was, from my understanding, was that you now have five taxing authorities. Don't go to 10 taxing authorities. Try to go down to two or three taxing authorities in the future. But through the transition process of 5 years, you can't do that until you get through the transition process.
As for Green, he is hoping that Tanchamar Council will consider changes before the five-year transition is up, because the taxes he is now paying could make his home unaffordable for a retired couple in the long run. The Greens say they will be presenting to Tanchamar Council at their April 11th meeting. According to Tanchamar's new procedures, the time for public presentations will be limited to just 5 minutes, plus question and answer time from councillors. The Greens are hoping to speak with others in Tanchamar who are facing similar situations and have set up a Facebook page as a gathering point. To find it, search for Overtaxed and Unserviced in Tanchamar. That's it for Tanchamar Report for this Wednesday, March 22nd. Thanks to the local donors who support the station and the Local Journalism Initiative for funding local news reporting throughout Canada. Get in touch with CHMA News anytime at news@chmafm.com. We love to hear from you. I'm Erica Butler. Thanks for listening.